Okay, it's going. How old were you when you and Papa met?
Okay, I was entering my junior year, so I must have been 19, and he was 21.
How'd you guys meet?
We met in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire.
Where?
In a very deluxe hotel called the Bolsons, where I have gone with my sorority sisters to be a waitress or whatever they use me for. And he was there with his friends from Columbia College, also to be either a server or a busboy.
And did you guys start out as friends?
Well, we met at all the young people who worked there were all college students. And we met, and as we were all getting together always after work, and we were there, and, you know, we started talking and laughing and sharing stories, and everybody came from a different college and places and so on.
And then when did you guys marry and where, and then how did he propose?
Oh, well, we dated, my junior and senior year. I graduated in June, and we married in June 11th.
Oh my gosh, so very quick.
Yeah, so 2 years later, you know, I did my junior, my senior year, and he finished law school. Mm-hmm. And so we got married. And then at the time, men still have to serve.
Yeah, in the Army.
And the Army or the Navy, enlisted in the Navy. And they asked us to select a place where he wanted to be trained, and we selected several places in the East Coast because his parents were there, my parents were there. And then I remember he came home and he said, "They're sending us to Seattle." And I said, "Seattle? Where is that?" And sure enough, you know, you follow where they tell you. So we went to Seattle. And then by sheer luck, my mother knew someone whose cousin was a superintendent of school in this very lovely suburban area called Bellevue, Washington. So I got a job teaching French, and Richard got a job as a lieutenant, JG, and I said lawyer, helping, you know, different people in the Navy who needed a lawyer. So we were there, and then we had our first baby there, October 1st, 1959.
My mom.
By the name of Lori.
How did he propose to you?
How did he propose?
Yeah, to marry.
To marry? I don't remember. We simply said, when we were at the Bolsons, we were dating, and then, I think we were at a dinner in New York. He used to come down from New Haven, where he was in law school, and at dinner, he took out this funny little ring and said, "Would you marry me?"
And you said yes?
Yes. A diamond it wasn't.
Do you think when you guys first met, it was love at first sight?
Oh, I think it was, first of all, I would call it friendship at first sight.
Yeah.
When we met, we seemed to have a lot in common, And I think he was much more romantically aggressive than I was.
Yeah.
He, you know, I was not quite, don't forget, I was 2 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't quite ready to know what was going on.
Yeah.
And so, but the, I definitely was attracted to him, but more importantly, the fact that we had so much in tastes that were in common.
Yeah.
So we were, I always think being good friends is very important. In a relationship.
Yeah, it is. And then what's your favorite memory of you guys together?
Of our being together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh. It cannot be a single moment because it's when we used to travel,
mm-hmm.
there were so many moments that we loved. But I do remember a particular moment that it's etched in my mind of being when we were in India,
mm-hmm.
in a city called Agra, which has this magnificent palace and called the Taj Mahal. And I remember getting up, we got up early in the morning, we had a professor who was our guide, and he says, let's get up in the morning before the crowds come. So we were there as the sun was rising, and the two of us holding hands, so this absolutely beautiful building, exquisite in every imaginable way. And it was a tribute to the a lady that this man had loved. So, but it's one of them, it was the most beautiful, beautiful sights. So, and we loved that, and I guess we loved traveling, you know, any places that we went, seeing Mount Everest,
mm-hmm.
you know, traveling through Europe, you know.
That sounds amazing.
It was, I think this is why I say it's so important to be with a person that has similar tastes in what you do and how you spend your time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that really is what makes life fun and enjoyable and memorable.
That's beautiful. And you guys were married 62 years?
We were married 62 years and knew each other 2 years before that. So very fortunate, beautiful time together. And we were fortunate because our health was good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were lucky in that we both had jobs that we enjoy. You know, he enjoyed working.
He loved his job.
His job at the Securities and Exchange Commission. And I love my job teaching at American University and before that, Mount Vernon College. So, you know, to do something that you love and you enjoy and to be paid for it, it's great.
Yeah, it's amazing, obviously. And do you remember the last thing you said to him?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember the last thing you said to him?
Oh, he was sort of, I would say beginning in May, he started sort of getting a little forgetful of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming over and saying, I want you to be happy and anything you need. And he came and he said, can you hug me? And we kissed each other on the cheeks. And I said, I love you. And he says, I love you more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, wonderful, and we sat down. And then a few minutes later, he says, I better get something to drink. And he stood up and then collapsed.
So, well, you guys definitely had some good so last was, words.
In a sense, I was very grateful that he didn't have any pain. So he passed away very quickly.
You can keep going.
Thank you.
So I think
except sheer luck. And mm-hmm. how do you get luck? I don't know. You know, what is it that some people have it and others don't? And all I can say is I'm grateful every single moment of my life because I ended up with a wonderful friend and love of my life, and we have three wonderful children and family. So what more do you want?
I don't think you can ask for anything more.
Right. The only thing I miss is my doggy, Scampi. My little Westie. He passed away when he was 13, which was considered very old for a dog that size.
I know, he had a good life.
I missed him. And that's it.
We got two grand dogs.
I know, but
they're not as good as Scampi.
That Westie was beautiful.
That was very good.